And welcome back to the Call of Monster Sportsport right here, live on the Soundgarden stage. Where else but Coach's Corner. That's right. You got it right. It's always a lot of fun here every Saturday morning, December 16th. Hey, we're 9 days away from coming down that chimney. I can't wait to see that happen. But it's always a lot of fun here. And I'm glad you could join me, whether it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you name it. I appreciate it. And it's always a lot of fun. So we got through inning number one. Or quarter number one, okay? I am a coach. I get confused. Baseball, you know, basketball, football. But we're in quarter. Now we're in quarter number two. This is where I bring on a guest that, you know, I got to talk to him about what's going on, okay? He took over the program back there in the summer or right before school ended. Lenny Williams, Woodville Tompkins, legendary head coach. Now at Ware County, he took over the program. He's coming in from Effingham County High School. But, I mean, he's been around. He's coached at Armstrong. He's coached at Savannah Country Day. He's coached at Savannah Christian, Effingham, you name it. Well, hopefully he has found a home here at Woodville Tompkins. They're off to a 10-1 start, okay? And he's doing just a great job. And he knows the Savannah area because he's been here a long time. Northern End, joining me on the Coach's Corner hot seat, the head coach for the Woodville Tompkins Wolverines, that's Travis Pretty. What's up, Coach? How's it going?
I appreciate that. Thank you. That was a great introduction there.
Hey, I mean, you know, I remember watching you coach a 5-overtime game. Remember that game?
As I said, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been a while because my kid was involved in it too. So, you know, it was a lot of fun to watch, and I'm glad you could join me. But, hey, congratulations on this hot start.
Yeah, it's been kind of a wild ride. You know, we didn't get the job here until school started. And be able to come in and have these guys learn as quickly as they have. It's been something special so far.
I'm just checking. I got to make sure the next guest got the link also. You got to love live internet, live radio. You know, you just got to do what you got to do. But
great, I mean, we all appreciate all the coverage you guys give to the local sportsmen. So I appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, I appreciate that compliment. But you know me, it's just get guys like you, the kids, more extra exposure. And don't get me wrong. You know it, and I know it. You've been around here a long time. TOC, JCL, SAV, Savannah Morning News, Dennis, they only got so much space they can write or put stuff up there. So any little bit helps. So, So you're following the legendary Lenny Williams, okay, who has built that program, and you're coming in. Did you expect the success so quick bringing in your system from what Lenny had?
Yes and no. Obviously, we've gotten off to a really good start, but you know, Lenny had built a really good program here. These kids know how to win. So when I took over, I knew that was in them. But you know, the other stuff we're losing, you know, you lost a couple kids and went off and played at college. So when everybody told me, well, it's going to be a rebuild year. It's going to be a rebuild year. They don't have anybody here that's, you know, it's going to take some time. And, you know, when I looked at it, I looked at kids that knew how to win. And if they play hard and know how to win, I thought we'd be in pretty good shape. Now, our schedule's been tough. We played some 4A's and 5A's and 7A's between the Richmond Hills and, you know, the Brunswicks of the world. So we've been tested pretty well, and our kids have responded. So I've been kind of surprised on that point because we're not the biggest team in the world. It seems like every time we go into a game, someone's bigger than us. But our kids have battled, and, you know, like I said, they have done an outstanding job so far this year.
I mean, it's been pretty impressive. And, you know, with your coaching experience, I mean, it's so diverse. I mean, you've been all over the place. How has that made you a better coach now? I mean, because you've been doing this for a long time.
Right. Well, you know, you've been able to take over programs that are a little bit different. So I've kind of had to learn how to adjust and how to kind of tweak my system and what we like to do. So I always try to adjust to what kind of kids I've got. So it's allowed me to kind of be a little bit more diverse in what we like to do and to adjust, you know, kind of to the talent that we've got. So, you know, coming over and taking this program, you know, I told the kids from the get-go, we wanted to be a little bit more disciplined. We wanted to be a little bit more of a better half-court defensive team. And we've done that. We've done a pretty good job of you know, putting in our system and the kids understanding what we're trying to do and how we're trying to play. Cause you know, we go up against guys and we don't have the most talent, you know, like last night, Caleb, that kid's a phenomenal player. And we just don't have one of those guys that's going to go out and get us 20 a night. So we've got to kind of do it from the team aspect. So we've kind of changed a little bit of how, you know, when Coach Williams was there, you pretty much had a star to go to. we don't have that star. We've got a team, a team offense, team defense, and our kids have bought into that team aspect. And like I said, they've run with it. So I give all the credit to the kids in the world. They've come in, they bought in from day one, and it's, you know, it's been phenomenal to watch.
Well, we know, you know, Lenny had those kids besides, you know, a star player. He had those kids running through the wall. I mean, you're talking, you know, 32 minutes of, as they used to say with the Arkansas Razorbacks, 32 minutes of hell. And I mean, just ran. I mean, those kids ran them off the wall. And, you know, you're bringing it in and you're getting to believe in it. And, you know, you got such a great start. Now, as a coach, you know, because I've done this a long time. How do you feel you're going to be able to maintain these kids at where they are right now? I mean, what are you, 10-1 right now?
10-1 right now. You know, like I said, we've got a tough stretch coming up. You know, we've got Johnson tonight, which, you know, we played last night on a late night, and then turn around and get the 2:30 game this afternoon. So that's going to be another tough one. So again, you're talking about another 3A top 10 ranked team. Then you go down. We're going down to Bradwell, and I think at the point Bradwell's undefeated, and then you've got Liberty County. So, I mean, our non-conference schedule has been really, really tough. So, you know, I told the kids we kind of look at it 1 week at a time, and that's kind of how we go to it. We'd like to go undefeated every week. If we can get to 2-1 this week, we'd be great. But we'll just kind of take it 1 week at a time and see how it goes. And like I said, you know how it is when you get on a winning streak. You just don't mess with it. You just kind of just keep going and do what you've been doing, and hopefully that thing keeps right. Because we didn't expect to start off 10-1. No one did. You know, when we first got here, you know, everybody told me, you know, you're probably looking at a 500 season. It's going to be a rebuild. And like I said, they've got off to a really good start. So we just keep doing what we're doing, tell our kids, you know, play how we're going to play. And they've done a good job with that.
You know, they're off to a great start. If you're just tuning in, you're watching the Carl Demasi Sports Report right here on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. I'm on Soundgarden stage. I'm talking to the head coach over at Woodville Tompkins, Travis Pretty, who's been around the area a long time, and he's doing a great job. They're off to a 10-1 start. Johnson, I mean Bradwell, I mean Ty Randolph. Have you ever crossed paths with him after all these years?
We scrimmaged him first game of the year. Lost on a buzzer beater by 2 points. So yeah, we were trying to figure out the other day. I think he was at Groves kind of when I was there, back during Country Day at the time. So I think we've kind of crossed paths before. but he's, you know, he's kind of like Lenny. He plays that style, very fast, you know, kind of get up in you. So our kids have got to be ready. You be prepared for that, because that's what you kind of see in this area. Savannah High is kind of known for that. You know, they kind of get up in you. They pressure you pretty hard in full court. And if you can't handle that, it's going to be a long night for you. So, you know, you got Johnson coming in, he's going to do the same thing. So we just got to be ready every night. And then one thing we talked about with our kids, with our half-court defense, is our defense will travel. You know, our defense will always kind of keep us in ball game. And the question comes down, can we score enough points? So defensively, we feel like we've been pretty good. We feel like we still get better. But, you know, we feel like pretty much on every given night, if we do the things that we're talking about, and that's take care of the basketball, don't turn it over, play good defense, and make sure we take good shots, then we'll have a chance at getting the win at the end of the night.
You know, I still believe this. You know, offense is going to win you games, but defense is going to win you championships, and that's what it comes down to. And, you know, you just – perfect segue. You know, you've been around Savannah basketball much, whether it's at Christian, whether it's at Country Day, Effingham, wherever you may be, and there's a basketball culture here, okay? Yeah. And I think Woodville Tompkins, which is the newest school in the area, has brought into that culture. And, you know, and you're going to feel it tonight again when you go against Johnson. It's just, you know, we say football is big here in the state of Georgia, right? But basketball is king in Savannah, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think our scrimmage game that we had against Bradwell, it was packed. You win Tuesday night, it'll be a packed. I mean, they come out, and especially when you're winning, they're going to come out and they're going to support you. They love their basketball around here. And like I said, you look at some of the teams that we've got, you know, Johnson's been perennial, a playoff team and state championship caliber team. Savannah High is really good this year. I mean, and Windsor knocks off, Savannah High last night. So, I mean, there's a lot of really good basketball teams in this area, not even counting, you know, the St. Andrews of the world, who's, you know, won state championships. So there's a lot of really quality teams, a lot of really quality coaches that have put together some really programs. So to be able to come out and be able to play well in your city, it's a statement to your kids that they've done a really good job. And it was important to our kids. They like having those bragging rights in the city. So it was important for them to be last night. So when they got back in the locker room, and they were hooping and hollering all night long. So it's important to them. And it's fun to be able to go out and play other teams in the city here and you know, get you some bragging rights.
Yeah, especially playing in a new gym instead of a gym that had a rubber floor. That's for another day. All right, so quickly, two last questions. The kids, talk about your kids, your new group of kids. I mean, Effingham County, you did a great job last year as the interim coach. Now you're down here, new group of kids. Give a shout out to those kids.
Yeah, they've been great. So, you know, the one that I like to talk about initially is the one that's not in the stat sheets all the time. That's Tyler Grant. He's one of our seniors, and the kid's a warrior. I love that kid to death. He does everything that you can ask for. He's interior. I mean, he's not the biggest kid in the world, but he's always having to guard the other team's center. And he does a great job. He's a phenomenal defender. He can block shots. He just does a great job, does all the little things for us. And sometimes that does stuff in the stat sheet. But he's been like an MVP for us. So Tyler Grant has been absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, he's almost a hockey player now. He's had some issues with getting the tooth knocked out and still playing. Happened again last night to him in the same one. So, I mean, the kids, he's just a war. And try to get him out. He's like, no, I'm not going out. I'm staying in. I'm playing. And he did. And he absolutely helped us get that win. So, He's a great kid. Like I said, he's one of our leaders. And then we got Bam Williams, who's another, you know, undersized. I hate to call him a post player because he's not a post player, but he's essentially playing in the post for us. He had 23 last night. I think he's been our leading scorer. And we don't run anything for him. Everything he gets is off effort plays. He runs the floor. He's in the paint. I mean, he just does a phenomenal job. And you want to talk about a kid who's bought into how we're playing? He's 100% bought in. Love that kid to death. So those two have been like in the heart and soul, and they really never come out. And then you got Joey Bell, our little point guard. And, you know, he might be little, but he's tough, man. He's a little bulldog. And he's kind of running the show. He's unquestionably our leader. Our guys look to him. They follow him. He's just been great for us as a point guard. He's the table setter. He's the guy that kind of gets us into our offense. He's you know, the leader out on our defense at the top. And, so he's done a phenomenal job. So those three kids have been really big. And then, you know, you sprinkle in some shooters. Jonathan Pinkers, you know, has been playing really well here the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 games. Has been shooting the ball really well for us. He's long. He's lanky. He's got an opportunity, I think, maybe to go play at the next level. Got to get a little tougher. He's done a great job. And then, you know, you got guys coming off the bench. You know, you've got a Zaire Smart who's got a really pretty shot. I think he has a chance to be a pretty good player here. He's a junior. You've got Jameer Stevens who comes in who's just a lockdown defender. He's done a really good job last night. And then, you know, Cleveland has come in and been one of those surprises. We weren't really sure what we want to get out of him, and he's been great off the bench. So, again, it's not just been one person. You know, we've been stressing that team aspect of it all year long, and they've really, again, they've bought into it, and they've really done well. So there's not just one guy. It's, you know, every night you got to figure out, you know, pick your poison, who's going to stop. And I feel like we've done a really good job of you know, stressing team offense, team defense, and the kids have done a good job of buying into it.
All right, last question. You know, you already had to face Savannah High once this year, and that conference you're in, that region you're in, is black and blue. So what's your outlook for the rest of the year there, Coach?
Well, you know what? You know, the first time we played them, you know, you can watch all the film you want. You can see them in the summer. It's a lot different when you see them, you know, up close and you see how you play them. So, you know, we played that game. I think Ty got a tooth knocked out. Only played about 10 minutes, had some foul trouble. So we only hit 2 threes. We didn't shoot the ball really well that night, and he did a good job inside of protecting the paint. So we feel like, you know, if we get our best players back, we shoot it a little bit better. We only lost by 15. So we feel like we got a pretty good shot. I told our kids, I think, you know, they played really well. They really did. Our guys, we're still learning. There's still a lot of things we don't even have in yet. I mean, we played basically man-to-man defense the whole time. We don't have anything else in. So I think we're going to get better. So I think hopefully here by January and February, we're going to be a much better team. I think we'll get better. Can we beat those guys? No idea. Not sure yet. But I guarantee you, our guys are going to try, like, you know what, to get a win and then be able to pull back that region championship again.
Well, you got a big game today. If you get out to what time? Let's see. Let me go to my
schedule. We're going 2:30. I actually got to head down to the gym here in a few minutes.
There you go.
Get ready for it.
2:30 against Johnson High School. It's going to be a barn burner. You better get there early because, you know, everybody in Savannah will be there and it'll be a packed house. Coach, congratulations. I'm glad you found a place that finally you might be able to call home and you won't be hanging.
I don't plan on going anywhere. I'm staying here for a while.
All right. I appreciate it. Good luck, and I'll keep in touch. Once again,
thank you. Appreciate everything you do, man.
Hey, have fun today.
Thank you, buddy. See ya.
And that's Travis Pretty, the head coach at Woodville Tompkins. He's been here for a long time. I tell you, we both lived that five overtime game way back when, and he's been Country Day, Christian, Effingham. Now he's in Woodville Tompkins doing a great job. All right. My next guest has been waiting patiently in the green room. Okay, she's having a phenomenal year. If you don't know who this young lady is, you should know, because she's probably one of the best, if not the best, girls basketball player. She's the only one to make SandySpiels.com preseason All-State team. And Coach Mitzi has a lot of great things to say about her. But joining me next, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic from Bryan County High School will be Kaylee Wedlow. I can't wait to speak to her. She'll be right on here, because you're watching the Call of the Massey Sports Report right here on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. 3.5